Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
On this week's Practical Pro Musician, I have a super deep voice, but that's not what we're talking about today. Today, let's talk about what to do if you're in a music scene where things aren't quite the way you wish they were and what to do about it. Stay tuned.
We love playing music, but it seems like the odds of making a living as a professional musician are about as high as winning the lottery. So the big question is this. How do musicians like us, with jobs, families, and responsibilities, get from where we are today to making a practical living playing music we love? Well, my name is Daniel Hadaway, and this show will give you the answers. This is The Practical Pro Musician.
Hey there, my friend. How are you? I'm doing well. As you can tell, well, possibly tell in my voice, it is that time of the year here in lovely Tennessee. It's allergy season. So I promise you that I don't feel as bad as I sound. I have definitely had some allergy stuff going on. I'm actually on the upswing from it. I'm feeling a lot better. But I get to sound kind of like Barry White for a little bit longer. I actually spent a long time yesterday doing a lot of video shoots. And so I talked for a few extra hours more than what I usually do in a day yesterday. And so I definitely, my voice is feeling the effects of all of those things combined into giving you this delicious baritone voice to hear this time on The Practical Pro Musician. But yeah, I'm happy to be back. I think I took last week off. I can't remember. I must be getting old. I can't remember if I don't think I did an episode last week. Part of me had planned to do an episode or record an episode early and then have it ready to, you know, go live around the time of the week that I normally put out an episode. But for some reason, I want to say that I didn't actually do that. So probably means I didn't do it. So apologies for that, but I'm back this week here with you. And today I don't have a super complicated thought to share with you. And this is something I kind of thought about for a while. Half of this thought in my mind I've had for a long time, but it's more of just a complaint, and I didn't want to just share the complaint with you. I wanted to kind of offer something, some perspective or at least some kind of tip or advice on what to do instead of what I'm complaining about. And so, I was holding off on talking about this until I had that other piece of it. And I think I do now. And so that's what I want to share with you today. And this episode may not be very long because this thought is not very complicated, like I said. So a while ago, I noticed I'm a member of a couple of groups on Facebook for musicians here locally where I live in Nashville. And as you can imagine, being in Nashville, there's a lot of people who are really great musicians who move here or are already here. And there's a big pool of really great musicians all around town. And one interesting thing about that you might be surprised to hear is that because of that, There are a lot of gigs available. Like, you know, there's like, you know, Nashville is very touristy downtown. So there's lots of like the honky tonks and stuff with, you know, live bands. So there's a lot of like gigs to be had, a lot of live music always happening, which means places are always looking for bands or looking, you know, if there are bands, they're looking for musicians, those kinds of things. There are lots of gigs to be had. But because there are so many bands willing or trying to get their name out there, and there's just so many available, and also because there are so many musicians around, the whole, you know, rules of supply and demand mean that those gigs don't really necessarily pay that much, as much as you might expect. And honestly, they don't pay as much as the same kind of gigs in other towns might pay, because where it's harder to find really good musicians, and also really great music, or exceptional above and beyond music might actually attract a bigger audience because it's so special, or unique in a market. Whereas in Nashville, everyone just expects it to be like, you know, record quality, everywhere you go. And it is that good. But the thing is that the restaurant owners, the bar owners, whoever it is, they don't value the live music the same way that I think us musicians value our talents. And I do want to say that I think that what you or I might feel our talents are worth, if we think they're worth more than what other people are paying us for them, most of the time, I think we're actually right. Musicians, you know, if you're really a professional level musician, you've been spending at least a decade probably on your craft. And, you know, any other field where you have to spend 10 years at least learning how to do something before you get paid for it. Once you do get paid for it, any other field, you get paid a lot more for it than you do as a musician. So if you have that sentiment, you're definitely right. But what I wanted to kind of complain about today is this. In one of these groups on Facebook that I talked about, there was a guy who posted something. Basically, his complaint was, I'm a professional, you know, what I just said, basically. I can't live, you know, making $25 per gig, and spending, you know, 5 or 6 hours a day playing that gig. That just, I can't live that way. And this is not fair. That's all it was. There was no like, help me out, what else can I do? It was just complaining that that's the way it is. And that's kind of the thing that first got my attention. That's the part that I kind of held onto for a while and said, man, I don't think that's the right way to approach it, by complaining to a community of other musicians, just saying, man, I'm not getting paid enough. There's all different kinds of negative sentiments that drew out of the crowd that read that. But I didn't really have anything, you know, to kind of go off of and say, well, here's what you should do. Because I do think that is a valid complaint. You know, if you're not getting paid enough, or you can't make a living, you don't feel like you can make a living in your scene the way things are, that's a valid complaint and it's worth talking about. But if that's all you're going to go into it with is just, this is terrible, this all stinks, I can't do this, there's not much else anyone can do for you. You've got to be open or ask or looking or seeking out a solution to all of that. But I guess the thing I wanted to say as far as advice about in general, if you're going to complain or criticize or express, I would say, even if it's not a complaint, because complaint might have a negative connotation. If you're going to express to anyone that you would like for things to be different in your music career situation, you need to make sure, you need to be aware that, by complaining, you are naturally putting yourself in opposition to somebody. And as a musician, putting yourself in opposition to most people is probably not a good idea, because that the interpersonal stuff for being a musician is so important. So you're going to put yourself into opposition with someone. So if you're going to complain about something, know that you're going to be in opposition to someone. And the next question you have to ask yourself is, who am I putting myself in opposition with? In the case of this guy who complained in this group, he basically, the way he phrased it all, and there was more detail to it that I don't want to get into, but he basically put himself in opposition with every other musician in this group. And what he did was he managed to make enemies out of people who may not have given him a second thought either way, at worst wouldn't have cared either way, and at best might have even said, that guy sounds like a good player, maybe I'll I need someone to fill in for me, maybe I'll have him come fill in for me. But I can guarantee you none of the people who responded negatively to him are gonna go that route with him anymore. So you've always got to know you're gonna put yourself in opposition to someone, and then ask yourself, who am I going to war with, basically, against? And if it is going to be an entire industry or an entire city's music scene or an entire group of musicians across many different bands across an entire city or region or area, chances are whatever that thing is, that the approach that's going to, whatever approach that you're going to take that's going to make all those enemies out of a group of people at once, that's probably not the right approach to take. And instead, you've got to start thinking about, there's sometimes the scene is set up in a way that you personally can't just change the whole music scene by yourself. You can't make people start all of a sudden paying musicians more money across the whole scene. You can choose, though, what you are willing to do and not willing to do. And look down the road and say, where is this going to lead me? Maybe you make a compromise and say, you know what, I will play for a little bit less money or no money for a while, because I can see a potential, you know, where this path might lead me down the road. Or if you don't see that, you might decide that you're not willing to do that, but you don't get to check out of a music scene and say, I'm not going to do that, and also complain about it. I always tell my kid, when he's playing sports with his friends or playing games with his friends and he's complaining about what they're doing, like, you know, if they're winning or something else, I always tell him, buddy, you can't complain about something and still do it. You can either complain about it or not. But you can't basically do things that you're not happy about and complain about them. You can either participate in the scene or get out and don't participate in the scene. But there's no chance of hanging around in it and complaining about it. That's not the route to take. So I just want to encourage you, maybe instead of thinking about what you're unhappy about in your situation, if that's you, just start thinking about the path that you're on right now and where it's leading. And if you don't like where it's leading, then instead of complaining about it, decide that that's maybe something you don't want to do anymore. And if you do like the path that, or you think there's potential in the path of where it's leading, stop complaining about it. All right. So I'm so thankful you joined me again this week, and we will talk again next week here on The Practical Pro Musician. Bye for now.